לפי התוכנית שלנו.
להמשיך בקטע 17 או
לא? לא, לא, לא.
חלק הבא. אז אנחנו נקרא קטעים נבחרים מהמקורות.
Okay, so we will be reading selected excerpts from the sources on the topic of the connection of the world in the last generation. Again, selected excerpts from the sources on the topic of connecting the world in the last generation. The first excerpt is from the writings of the last generation by Bala Sula. Did you want to say something?
No, no, no.
The basis for my entire commentary is the will to receive imprinted in every creature, which is disparity of form from the Creator. Thus the soul has separated from Him as an organ is separated from the body. Since disparity of form in spirituality is like a separating X in corporeality. It is therefore clear that what the Creator wants from us is equivalence of form, at which time we adhere to Him once more as before we were created. This is the meaning of the words, adhere to His attributes, as He is merciful, etc. It means that we are to change our attribute, which is the will to receive, and adopt the attribute of the Creator, which is only to bestow, so that all our actions will be only to bestow upon our fellow men and benefit them as best as we can. By this, we come to the goal of adhering to Him, which is equivalence of form. Whatever one is compelled to do for oneself, namely the necessary minimum for one's self and one's family's sustenance, is not considered disparity of form, as necessity is neither condemned nor praised. This is the great revelation that will be revealed in full only in the days of the Messiah. When this teaching is accepted, we will be rewarded with complete redemption.
Again,
excerpt number one from the writings of the last generation by Bala Sulam. The basis of my entire commentary is the will to receive imprinted in every creature, which is disparity of form to the Creator. Hence the soul was separated from Him as an organ is separated from the body. Since disparity of form in spirituality is like an X separating incorporeality. It is therefore clear that what the Creator wants from us is equivalence of form, at which time we adhere to Him once more as before we were created. This is the meaning of the words, adhere to His attributes, as He is merciful, etc. It means that we are to change our attribute, which is the will to receive, and adopt the attribute of the Creator, which is only to bestow, so that all our actions will be only to bestow upon our fellow men and benefit them as best as we can. By this, we come to the goal of adhering to Him, which is equivalence of form. What one is compelled to do for oneself, namely the necessary minimum for one's self and one's family's sustenance, is not considered disparity of form, as necessity is neither condemned nor praised. This is the great revelation that will be revealed in full only in the days of the Messiah. When this teaching is accepted, we will be rewarded with complete redemption.
How can it be that we receive the quality of the Creator, take it upon ourselves? If I'm entirely the will to receive, to enjoy selfishly, that's all I have, how can it be that I take on the quality of the Creator instead of that? Try to explain it. This is a workshop. How can it be that we, all of us, each one of us, is a will to receive, knowing only how to enjoy itself within itself? How can it be that instead of this will to receive that enjoys selfishly, turn into the desire to bestow, which delights others? How does it work? How does it happen? Explain it to each other in the ten, please.
How does it happen? That's not so clear. What is clear is that it happens only when we want it, and only it, and nothing else. And this is all of our work together to increase the desire to help one another, increase the desire, the importance, like Rav said in the beginning of the lesson, that it's all about the importance.
It happens with the help of the reforming light. That's the only power that operates in reality. And by our efforts for this to happen, by the importance we raise, by reading the sources, listening to Av, by that we can generate the sum of efforts that will invoke the light to act upon us.
If we're talking truly about a desire to bestow, a person will never have the desire for such a thing. It is completely in contrast to him. But we as friends, even though it doesn't exist in us, we can awaken it in each other. And then suddenly we will want it very much. Then we will ask for the light.
This change doesn't occur in me, it happens outside of me. If I'm able to come outside of myself, then there is a connection of bestowal there. But inside I remain the same nature, the will to receive that the Creator created. It doesn't change. But with the help of the ten, the group, it's possible to come out of myself, so to speak.
We have two foundations. We have the will to receive, and we have the point in the heart to begin with. We have this in us, this beginning of bestowal. And it depends on which environment do we saw this seed in. What conditions do we give it for it to grow? And we have all of the conditions. We have the ten, we have the Creator, we have the books, we have everything necessary. And we truly get this help from above. And then we develop it bit by bit, and we reach the point where we prefer to be in bestowal instead of reception.
I think that we have examples where we feel something similar, in the ego, but similar. When we do something together, when we work, and you forget about yourself, you're so immersed in the process, in the action, that you don't think about yourself at all. So, if we could separate that sensation, simply participate, we see, well, there are examples of this in the world.
If we help each other to appreciate the nobility of the quality of bestowal more than the will to just receive for yourself, then if we raise a request, then we raise a request to have this upper nature in us.
Exactly, we need to develop our yearning for that. It's the work of the Lord. He comes and gives this desire according to our attempts to connect together in the ten.
Everything starts from some awakening from above that we receive. We want to bestow because the will to receive is suffering. We don't even know what we're asking for, but we do ask for it. And out of our work, we truly reach a state where we feel the necessity for it, this complete desire, even though it's all still within the will to receive. But it also brings us to the prayer that then becomes the right prayer.
Yes, the will to receive works according to the pleasure. And without pleasure from bestowal, it won't work in that direction. So it needs to always be given the greatness and importance of bestowal. So there'd be joy from this opportunity to carry out acts of bestowal.
Well, bestowal seemingly is only in my attitude, in my relations with others, not in something that is in will to receive. In short, the will to receive for itself doesn't know how to do anything, but only in the context of others, of the group, the friends, can we reach this thing called the will to bestow. And for this reason, you have to be planted in a group with friends, see what they need, and simply care for them.
מצד האדם צריך להיות צריך להכניס את עצמו בין החברים.
A person has to place himself between the friends to agree to their influence. Otherwise, it can pass him by and he will always remain with his thoughts about himself. So our work is to place ourselves inside of the group to give an example and also to receive from the friends. Well, let's continue, Michael.
Excerpt number 2 from Bala Sulam's Peace in the World. The sensation of singularity exists in each one of us, whether more or less, even though we find in it a nice and sublime taste, that this quality is extended for us directly from the Creator, the singular one in the world, who is the root of all creations. With that, because that feeling of singularity has settled within our narrow egoism, its effects, ruin and destruction, until it became the source of all the ruins that were and will be in the world. Indeed, there is not a single person in the world who is free from it. And all the differences are only in the ways it is used, whether for the desires of the body, of the heart, whether for government or for honor, and this is what separates people from one another. But the equal sign in all the people in the world is that each of us stands ready to exploit all the people for his own personal benefit with every means at one's disposal, without taking into consideration that he is going to build himself on the ruin of his friend.
Meaning that what exists in each one of us is the tendency to use the whole world, the inanimate, vegetative, and animate, and speaking, as and the Creator as well, using it all for one's own selfish benefit. I want, it's like I'm the only egoist in the world. I want to bend the whole world to make them serve my ego. That's how it is with each and every one. And we have nothing else besides that. And the way of correction, the path of correction, brings us to a state where it becomes the opposite. Each one of us sees himself as needing to serve the whole world, and through them to the Creator, 100%, and nothing is left for himself. And that's the current state that we have in the beginning, what we have, and the desired state, that's at the end. Right? And so that measure of uniqueness that exists in each one is such that each one wants, from the point of uniqueness in his heart, each one, it's unique, each one feels himself to be unique, single in the world, and he feels that he deserves to use the whole world for his own selfish benefit. That's our nature, and so especially thanks to this nature, because of this nature, each one of us can reach the degree of the Creator, to be in equivalence of form with the Creator. It's specifically because we're such special egoists. The uniqueness of the Creator, who is one, unique, it's created in each and every one of us this special point where we feel, each one of us, that only He exists and everyone around Him are meant to serve Him. That's why each one of us, by the power of the Creator that we draw from Him, except for that point we received, when we draw more energies, powers from Him, we can invert our nature. This point where we're the center of reality, we can invert it so that we serve the whole of reality, give to everyone, instead of receive from everyone. And that is our work, in essence. But by that, we become similar to the Creator. We reach a state where we are completely, absolutely like Him. Like Him. Questions? None. All right. It's clear. It's something which everyone understands already. Continue. I hope that throughout the day, after this, you disperse all these things throughout the networks in order to explain to humanity what the wisdom of Kabbalah says about the correction of the world, the correction of man, why we have this virus, how we can emerge from this, that you see this as your main work throughout the day. Yes.
Rob, can I ask a question?
Yes.
It's unclear if this is all that the Creator created according to these two excerpts, the desire to receive from oneself. If this is what He created and a person does not have the point in the heart that has awakened,
it will awaken. It will awaken. It's in each and every one. There cannot be a human being that has no point in the heart, that has no spark from the Creator. Even in the inanimate and vegetative and animate, there has to be a spark from the Creator, otherwise it wouldn't exist. Now the question is, the Creator created and fulfilled and then went away. That light went away. Seemingly it revolves creation. It's around it and illuminates it from afar. Now, there are such wills to receive, desires to receive with a strong spark which feel the influence of the Creator on them, and those that do not yet feel it. But the Creator is constantly coming closer and closer. He amplifies His bestowal more and more. And then more and more people awaken, more and more souls want to correct themselves. And so they advance. So I don't think that there are those. Actually, there's no such thing at all. There are no people who aren't meant to be servants of the Lord. It just depends on the timetables, right? There are those who awaken first, as Abraham, Rabbi Shimon. Each one, you can see in over history, each one, according to his time, he comes out and comes closer. And there are those who will come later. By the way, the heaviest souls with the highest, the best potential of ascending, but they're very heavy, they awaken last. And those souls, they seal the end of correction. They complete it. So, all the generations, that's called the descent of the generations, right? Each generation comes with worse qualities than before, a worse ego, but when it corrects itself, it inverts. Anyone who is greater than his friend has a greater inclination than himself. Alright? Italy 4.
Buongiorno Rav. Alla luce di quello che abbiamo letto, quello che lei sta dicendo.
Hello, Rav.
Per fare un lavoro di annullamento.
Where it says in the text, in order to perform this work of annulment and connection.
Rispondere alla domanda tecnica.
In the work, in the 10, is it more correct to answer a question technically or to go according to the flow of the friends? He means when you answer workshop questions.
You need to talk about what's relevant to you and not just to repeat the words of the friends. If you don't agree with them, you need to make sure they know to express it. But you need to scrutinize it with them, together with them. Why you agree, why you don't agree, what's going on. You need to scrutinize all that. But it's not that I hide it. And no, I agree with all the friends. I continue with the friends and that's it. It doesn't matter to me what happens. No, that's not good. That isn't good. Moscow 1.
Раф, вы сказали, что ощущение уникальности в человеке – это следствие единственности Творца.
You said that the feeling of uniqueness or unity in man comes from the Creator.
It's what's written, not that I said so. The degree or the measure of uniqueness in me, where I feel myself as a great big egoist, the only one in the world wants to control the world, bend everyone to my will, that comes to me from the Creator. Except He is the only one that He's the single one that takes care of everyone. With me, it's inverted.
So the question is, where can a person find the necessity to serve the Creator?
This comes from the gap between the will to receive in us and the spark that comes from the Creator, where I feel this quiet inside of me. I have two forms of nature in me, the will to receive on the one hand and the will to bestow a little bit on the other hand, and that little bit of will to bestow is felt like pangs of my conscience, shame, things that do not exist with animals, but only exist with men. And here it depends on the person's height, how egoistic is he, and how much of the quality of shame does he possess. Both can exist with various proportions. And that's what makes people different than one another.
Получается, чтобы я внутри своего желания получать.
It turns out that in order to receive the quality of bestowal within my will to receive, I need help from above. I have to draw the light. And the Creator needs no help from above, but I'm new. I'm not like the Creator in that.
The Creator doesn't demand any help from above, but He cannot bestow to you if you don't have a deficiency for it. You need to have a lack for that, for bestow, and then He will bestow to you. Otherwise, how can you give something to someone if he doesn't want to get it? We can only give out what we have according to the desire. So the Creator is expecting the prayer from you, the request.
What I meant was that we have to resemble the Creator in the quality of bestowal. But ultimately, it turns out that all we need to do is ask of Him, but we're not like Him because He's not asking from anyone. So it's something new from a person.
Yes, that's called a prayer, a feedback from man towards the Creator.
No. Lo shomim belarus.
Раб, раб, что является точкой переворота, когда для меня весь мир и я.
Where is that point of transition when I am for the sake of the whole world, or when the whole world is for me? Where do I see this transition, and how can I explain this to the public?
This is the point of shame. This is the point of our connection with the entire system of creation and with the Creator, where we need eventually to transition this entire system to a connection with the upper force, and then this upper force will fill it with its light, its force of bestowal, and all of us will reach the good. That's how we should explain it.
Hola Rab, muy buenas noches, querido Rab, queridos amigos. Quizá ya explico un poco esta.
Hello Rab, good evening Rab, dear friends. Maybe I'll explain this question a bit. How can our work on the integration in the ten through the annulment of the ego and the attempt to bring the questions of Bala Sulam and Rabash with an awakening from above to people? How will that affect the people?
¿Cómo nuestro trabajo de integrarnos a la decena, llevando todas estas palabras al público, las palabras de Bala Sulam, cómo influyen al despertar en el deseo de la gente que viene de arriba, o sea, ese deseo que viene de arriba a la gente? ¿Cómo influye? Maybe in English.
How does our attempt to bring the words of Bala Sulam and Rabash to the people affect them? Yes, he's asking how is our work in the 10 on connection can bring all the things we're trying to do in the connection between us, how will that affect the desire of the people outside of humanity?
Because there's no difference between a small 10 and all of humanity. And whatever we do with the 10, if we awaken the upper force, then through it we influence all of humanity. That's the whole point about the integral system. That even one 10 includes in it all the details. So if we awaken the 10 and we inflate it with the upper light, then it can grow to expand to the size of all of humanity. Imagine that in each one of the friends there's 1 billion people. That's it. And you have 10 billion people, let's say. Not even 10, 8 billion. Other than the point of the Creator and the point of Malchut. Everything else is in the 10. Everything. We learn that as we advance in the 10, we begin to discover in the 10 all of reality, all of humanity, all the worlds. Everything is all found in the 10. Depends how much we can get into it.
Rav, if I may, what Miguel was asking was how the words of Bala Sulam and Rabash, how do they awaken the public when we pass these words to them?
I don't know how to explain it. I loved these words, especially Bala Sulam's. Rabash wasn't writing at the time, but the words of Bala Sulam, his style, the way he writes it, his classical approach of his was really touching me. Although I didn't speak Hebrew that well, but the way he was arrange the words and the subtleties, how he would say things in half a sentence, it was very important to me. I don't know, but when we translate it, I don't know if it disappears or not. I cannot say. From his feeling, which he possesses, Miguel has it, from his feeling, should try to adapt these translations to be, to stand out more, to be quicker, more urgent. Maktou?
Good morning, teacher. I wanted to ask how to connect these two concepts. On the one hand, annul myself and accept the friend's view above my reason. And on the other hand, I have to keep on scrutinizing things in my reason. So how do I connect these two things? The matter of annulling yourself and accepting things above reason and scrutinizing things within reason. How do you connect these two?
You have to accept it the way he's doing it, and it should be clear to you that you're accepting it above your reason. Ashkelon.
Hello, Rav. How does it happen that I, in my uniqueness, like a black hole, I can become a sun, a bestowal of the teacher? How can I be like a mirror?
Yeah, but it's not important. If I receive from the Creator the quality of bestowal, and that's how I turn to the ten, and what I can give to the ten, only I can give it, no one else can. By that, I'm becoming like the Creator. By resembling the Creator, I begin to learn what it means to have the status of the Creator, and I get to equivalence with Him.
But the strength will be the same, the intensity?
Yeah, in spirituality, it's not happening according to quantity, only according to quality.
Excerpt number 3 from the Ha'uma, from Baal HaSulam. Number 3, the nation. By the term egoism, I'm not referring to the original egoism, rather I'm referring to narrow egoism. That is, the original egoism is nothing but self-love, which is all of one's positive individualistic power of existence. In that respect, it is not at odds with the altruistic force, although it does not serve it. However, it is the nature of egoism that the manner of using it makes it very narrow, since it is more or less compelled to acquire a nature of hatred and exploitation of others in order to make one's own existence easier. Also, it is not abstract hatred, but one that appears in acts of abusing one's friend for one's own benefit, growing murkier according to its degrees, such as deceiving, stealing, robbing, and murdering. This is called narrow egoism. And in that respect, it is at odds with, and the complete opposite from, love of others. It is a negative force that destroys the society. Its opposite is the altruistic force, which is a building force, since whatever a person does to his friend is only by the altruistic force.
It is clear to us from here that other than a person, there's no really force of ego. There's a usual egoistic force that preserves everyone, that helps them look after themselves and develop, but it's clear that no other creature has the force of the ego with which he wants to destroy the other in order to feel himself as the only one that exists high above everyone else. We don't see it in animals, not at all in the still vegetative inanimate, only in humans and their various degrees, but nevertheless in each and every person. We may not feel it in people who live in a jungle somewhere, who don't have such a large, such a big will to receive, and that's why they stay and live there, or people who live in remote villages and such, but people who yearn to come and subjugate the world to their will and control it, they are the ones who are attracted to, you know, government and to military. This exists only in the human species. So the destructive part in nature is only in man. Man is problematic, and we have to teach him, educate him, otherwise he will destroy the world he lives in, and he will not even be able to stop himself, and he will ruin it completely, totally. We need to understand that our ego is the upper force. It's a force that comes to us from the Creator. It's above our world. Hence, we are willing to destroy everything with our ego completely. If I'm telling you, take out one eye for me only to, so someone else will lose two eyes, it means that it doesn't matter what comes to me as long as I'm able to subjugate the other and I'm willing to destroy the whole world. That will truly happen unless if it's not for the upper providence that placed a condition on us that we have to reach the correction of the world, we would truly feel ourselves as having no breaks, and we're simply destroying everything. So the coronavirus comes and it does its thing. It tells us up to here and no more. From this point on, you cannot move beyond. Why? Because you see that you're harming one another. So step back, keep your distance from one another. Don't operate those businesses yet that are only destroying everything. And in this way, gradually you'll acquire first some intellect before you're able to advance further. Haifa.
Good morning, Rav. In what way should a person motivate or enforce bestowal so that it will be felt in the group?
I don't know. All forms possible. I don't know, in any way possible. What do you mean? You need to show love, care, connection. Prepare everything for the group. It would be good for people with all the strength he has, all the time he has.
Thank you. Dear Rav, tell us please, when we talk in the group about the work and the ego, so we have where to run to. We run to the friends, to the work between us and the Creator. But the rest of the people, where can they run away from their ego?
We need to organize it for them, but for the time being, we're only talking about things generally. We give them a general picture of where they are, where they live, where they exist, what's before us, what's the reason for the blows they're receiving, kind of general education. Later, we'll need to teach them how to organize in tens and such groups in order to bring the world to connection. They will also connect into systems. The system we're building now. The system we're building now is a system that can include millions. There's no problem with this galaxy. If not a galaxy, there will be something else. And so more tens will be added, and individuals, each one will find his place. The important thing is to give a person good education and show him how to organize, and he has to look for himself as well and try to be in bestowal. Besides that, as it's written, the Creator brings a person to the good fortune and says, take it. Meaning, the Creator, it's the Creator who brings a person to the ten, to the right organization. And that's how he advances him, how he corrects him. Okay.
PT3.
Yes, the question is, how will a person get the recognition of evil in his egoism if most of the people don't feel they're using this narrow egoism as Balasuram describes it, theft and murdering, etc.? Usually they say it's the government that has this ego, not themselves.
When I came to the wisdom of Kabbalah, I think you too, and each one of us who came to the wisdom of Kabbalah didn't come because he wanted to correct the ego, right? We don't have such righteous friends amongst us that thought they have to correct themselves and were looking for a place where they can correct themselves. No. But gradually, as we study, we begin to understand where is it coming to us, why is it coming, and so on and so forth. So, it's not too bad if people don't think that they have any evil in them. It will come later.
But when we go out to explain to the people, the main explanation is, as Balasuram writes, the first sentence, everything is based on the will to receive, but a person doesn't have this feeling of narrow egoism as he describes it. So how can we explain it or bring this explanation in a way that we have a common denominator we can talk about?
I never start with, and typically never speak about a person as evil and egoist. That's reserved to advanced students. Rather, I'm talking about the nature of creation. I'm not pointing it at a person when I'm saying that. So, it doesn't matter to me. And also, it doesn't matter to him. He doesn't feel that I'm talking about him. We're talking in general, as if we're talking about, you know, history, geography. But that with that, he doesn't resist the subject, and he absorbs it more and more until he begins to understand that he's talking about his nature. It's desirable to come to it in this way. This is called teach a boy according to his ways. His way is egoistic. Don't show it to him that it's like that. You talk about the general ego, meaning not ours. Yeah, there are such and such people there, but it's not my ego. You're talking about the government. You're talking about such people. It's your business to explain where the ego exists in human society, but not that you point at him. And he will immediately resist. He will stand on his hind legs and defensively, right? Latin
form. Yes, thank you.
Buenos días, amados Rab y amigos. En la lectura de Baal HaSulam habla de que el amor.
Good day, beloved Rab and friends. In the text, Baal HaSulam writes that self-love is a positive force. And when we're talking about the egoism, it's not. So what about true love? Maybe you can ask the question again.
Ask again.
Repeat, please.
Sí, Rab. En la lectura, Baal HaSulam dice que cuando él se refiere a ego.
In the text, Baal HaSulam writes that when Baal HaSulam talks about egoism, he's not talking about what we're saying, what we mean when we're saying self-love. What should we do with the self-love as we learn it by the Kabbalah? This vicious love.
We don't need to fight against self-love, against the ego. We have no strength to fight it, fight the ego. We need, in general, we don't need to perform any negative action. We need to fight for love, for connection, and not against the ego, against separation. This is something crucial to remember. Only to perform positive actions and not negative actions. We don't have the strength to face our own ego, but we have the strength to ask the Creator to give us the force of bestowal, and then the force of bestowal will ride over the force of reception, creating the correct sandwich, and we'll be able to advance. This is called faith above reason. And not that we're destroying the ego in any way, shape, or form. Write about it, remind each other about it. We work only to increase the force of bestowal in us and not decrease the force of reception in us. Because if I'm decreasing it, I'm from a man, I'm becoming an animal, then a vegetable, then an inanimate object. What are we going to get out of it? On the contrary, one who is greater than his friend, his desire is greater than his. His desire grows and he grows above it. Is that clear?
Кавказ. Доброе утро. Вопрос по распространению. Как наши утренние уроки?
Good morning. A question about dissemination. How do our morning lessons, and we're talking about questions and disseminations, how do I connect it to dissemination? Maybe you should think in the tense how to pass these things to the nations of the world.
I don't know. You have to talk about it with our people who are experts in dissemination. They will tell you. Новосибирск.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Вот вы сказали, что народы мира, да, они тоже будут образовываться определенные системы.
You said that the nations of the world would also go into a certain system, and we have to help them at that. On the other hand, you said we shouldn't go into any partnerships with certain organizations because viruses may pass on to us. So where is the limit here? What process is about to occur? Who should we step away from, and who should we work with?
Friends, you and the guy from the Kavkaz, you're asking me specifically about various actions to which I do not belong. But we have a great mechanism, dozens of people who work on those things. They are my students, like you, and they do certain jobs, and they have certain jobs, and during their spare time, they work on dissemination, various forms of study and explanation. Turn to them and start scrutinizing with them together, or receive from them and start to disseminate further what you need. I don't know. I'm not an expert in those areas. PT-19.
Look, you said something very nice. You said we have to educate and teach the public. Now, who does this interest? You tell me. You have 1 million unemployed people in this country. People have no money to live, no money to bring home. What you're telling me is I have to teach them to be above their nature, or I don't know what. And when I talk to people, I even try, there's no one to talk to. All they care about is their money to bring home, their bread. No one cares about anything, only their chairs. So what do you think we can still do to change things? How do you see the things happening in Israel?
You're socialists. That's how they built the country. What do you want from me? You're the union. That's how you built the society. You made the society such that it doesn't care for the average person, average citizen. What do you want from me? I think that we needed to arrange things differently. Create certain funds for securities and not steal everything.
Okay, we founded this country, but look at the situation. Today everyone's only looking for their chairs, for their jobs. No one cares about anything. How can they say the virus connected us? It seems to me, forgive me, but to me it seems that there's more separation.
I'm sorry that that's how you understood me. The virus didn't connect us. The virus separated us, pushed us apart. He let us feel that we are distant from one another. He gives us a more correct feeling for how much, on the one hand, we don't depend on one another, and on the other hand, we are interdependent. He is letting us think a little bit how we need to be connected in the right way. It's just the beginning. Just wait. Now, why are you turning to me with this, these demands? You have several million unemployed people. That's true, but I'm not part of the body that governs the economy. That's you.
Yeah, but to phrase something or to talk to the ones who are leading this country, maybe we can turn to them. Can we do something on our behalf on this story or not?
Yes, by prayer.
Our prayer?
Yes.
Who should we share with?
Everyone, the entire nation.
How can we do it? Do you have an idea how to do it?
I don't know. You should be the expert. You are this system that always organizes marches, lobbying on government and on people.
You're talking about a revolution?
No, I'm not talking about a revolution. I'm talking about the fact that if we unite the people in order to scrutinize in it a good, strong desire for the correct goal, by that we're changing our history, changing our status.
So that's what I'm asking you. How do you think we can do something, change something that is unchangeable?
I think you can. The Creator gives us opportunities in all these states, even the worst There's always a way to change the situation, but not change it the way you think about it, the way you're used to it, through certain eruptions, and get people on the streets, break stuff, demand. That does nothing. Why? Because there are no means. The government has no, doesn't have the means to give the people what they want. We are entering a state, we'll come to a state where you'll have no one to turn to, because they have nothing. They simply have nothing. Oh, very soon, they'll have nothing.
Now, did you see in the Bank of Israel how much money they have over there?
The money means nothing. You can burn it. It's worthless.
So what is important? What is worthwhile?
You'll have nothing to buy with this money. You can print money. You have a machine that can print it. So it's not a problem. Our problem is to organize human society in a correct way, so it will be, it will feel secure. First of all, food. Everyone should have food, from the littlest to the oldest. Everyone should have food on their table. We need it first. That's how we live. After food has to be healthcare. That's the second thing. After that, clothing, after clothing, shelter, and gradually we have to construct for a person necessary constructs that allow him and his family to exist, to live. We have to take care of that first, and the virus is forcing us to arrange it. Virus, don't say virus, we'll have such blows upon us that will force us to defend ourselves, and by, through that we will construct the right life for us. I'm certain about it, I have no doubt that this is coming from above, and that's why you will eventually be good. As long as they don't decide on this virus in the parliament or the union meetings. Don't worry about it. I understand that you have, you're walking around with these questions because you have nothing to do. What can you do? What can the government do? You should sit quietly and let the Creator work. Then the Creator will have work, as it's written.
Okay.
I think only time. We should give it some time and see how it works itself out.
Rav, современные исследователи говорят, что у общества есть только два пути развития.
Rav. Modern researchers say that society can only develop by two ways. The first is if capitalism is ruined and socialism will rise. Is this like the struggle of our two qualities, the will to receive and the will to bestow?
I didn't understand. The will to receive and the will to bestow are two forces that exist in nature. What do you want with that?
Hello.
What I mean is that socialism is like the will to bestow and capitalism is like the will to receive. Are these the expressions of these qualities in the world, socialism and capitalism?
All those tendencies, all those words, when they clothe in the person's ego, they turn into something destructive, both socialism and capitalism. As much as the Soviet people was suffering from socialism, they suffered more than how other people suffered from capitalism. The fact is that they've left their socialism and moved to capitalism, which is also not good, but I guess that socialism was worse. The socialism that Baal Sulam is writing about is something different. It's truly a social regime, the society that thinks of the society first. But it doesn't work out and it will never work out if it will be clothed in the general ego of the human nature. If you cleanse the person from his egoistic nature and you build in him the concern for others, for the people, then it will work out. But first you have to extract the ego from a person. Now, you cannot extract the ego from a person. That's the force that the Creator has placed in him. What you can do is, through education and through the upper light, you can rein the ego, you can control it, so it would work in the correct way. But this is through the support of all of society, the support of the upper light. Then it can happen. Otherwise, it won't. So, consequently, we'll have to suffer more and more, although we are the last generation, but this last generation can last for many more years. We'll have to learn how to realize and implement the method of correction in the human species, where this human is an egoist. So any beautiful form you may bring them, socialism, capitalism, communism, whatever you want, it all becomes eventually egoism. So you will never be able to make it. But only with a reforming light will be able to take care of our nature correctly and organize ourselves properly. It's not simple. This is not simple. But in the usual way, as we saw it in history, like we said, let's do it. Nothing will happen. Our work is to draw the reforming light and it will do it. And we need to study how to learn how to draw that and how to realize it.
Zeo.
That's it.
Haifa.
No. Shalom, Boker Tov, Rav Yakar.
Hello, good morning, dear Rav. You're talking about regimes. Socialism is corrupt, and a different government is also corrupt, and that's true, but maybe the ideas of control are good, but the moment they're implemented, they're taking upon themselves all the qualities of humanity, our qualities.
What's the question?
The question is, where is our attempt when we're building the future society? How will we make sure it won't happen? It will turn into the same society we have today.
If you arrange things in such a way where you tie egoistic humanity with the upper force that can correct the ego, that corrects the ego, then the outcome will be good and will be above the ego. If you prepare a big group out of humanity, a group that could be a group of pioneers who will show humanity how to move forward, you can succeed. Meaning there are a few things that you need to prepare, and then you must succeed according to the plan that is in nature, not a plan that you put together in the government meetings.
Do we have any experience with this?
A little bit. We had it to a small extent in the past during the days of the Sanhedrin. We had such things, but not... Let's put it this way. 1,000 years between the first temple and the second temple. In that time frame, there were a few years where people somehow behaved correctly. Somehow, but correctly.
So we'll pray and have hope, and thank you very much.
Thank you too. PT 5.
Rav, our past experience, in our past experience, we had a special action 9 years ago when we came out with a call of mutual guarantee of our vut. And today, tens of thousands of small businesses are in trouble that you can't even describe. They lost all their money, they owe money to their workers, they have nowhere to take it from. So the problem is, how can we really pray and turn to do something for the sake of a very large part of it? It's something that I don't know.
What do you recommend?
I don't know what to recommend, but I know that only from the connection between us can something very special be born that can hold these people.
Your problem is that you're thinking, how can we return the society to the way it was? And I'm thinking...
No.
I'm thinking that you can't bring society back to the way it was because it will be a disaster. Disaster, since it was already on the verge of breaking down. Breaking down. We've reached a point where the earth couldn't sustain us. We were destroying nature, we were destroying society. We've reached the end of the line, and we talked about it. We were on the verge of a third world war. So why are you lamenting the fate of a few independent employers? You need to see the general plan. Otherwise, you won't succeed in anything. I understand it's a problem, but the problem, it's not about solving it to return to the way things were. I'm not bringing the patient back to the state that he was, that got him ill in the first place. That's the problem that we need to explain to everyone. We need to build now a new society. We don't need these thousands upon thousands of independent workers and each doing a small thing and makes a living out of it. We need something else. We won't succeed in returning to the way things were. It will be terrible. We'll squeeze the people dry and the country and the treasury. You will attain nothing. We'll see. No one is asking me, and no one will ask me. But I'm telling you, and you will hear what we're talking about again, and you'll see where the problem, where the error was. The government, all the governments, because they are egoists, they don't understand anything, and they all want to go back to getting rich of what's possible, and each one has billions, and everyone is afraid of losing those billions and staying with, you know, which are nothing except for the paper it's printed on. That's why we have a big problem. We need to disseminate this knowledge among the people. That there is no going back. We have to recover. We have to recover this society. It is sick. It was sick, and it is sick now. So this is the wrong path. It's as if we forgot that we were destructing ourselves. No, we thought we had a good everything was great. Everyone was making a living, you know, respectably. It's a lie. It was all a lie. If we won't do it the right way, then nature will send bigger blows our way. So we shouldn't rise back up from this state back to the previous state. Shouldn't. We'll talk about it. Prepare the material for it from the writings of Baal Sulam and Rabash. Turning to NFC, Akoka, Dudi, other people who can join that, bring all those things. It's very, these are very current materials we should study, and it's not against our inner study, because the more we engage in it, the more we advance, and we're pulling all of humanity behind us, and this is our future, to reach faith above reason in the upper world. And I'm looking for info. They don't stand out.
No.
Hello everyone. So today our dissemination report will be from Europe. Friends from Europe are disseminating to the wide public, and we're moving on to the next degree of connection. Today we're going to hear the way to join our work in Europe, and then we'll zoom into our work in Italy. Let's start from Vladimir.
No, Italia, Vladimir.
Vladimir.
Oh, Italy, Vladimir.
Good morning, Graf. Hello, world friends, world clean. Let me not just only inform you, but also invite you for active cooperation with European education. At this time, Europe teachers and caretakers continue with effort, unite our work and prepare education for all Bnei Baruch group and also the dissemination for all people in Europe. We have many projects. Let me introduce four main long-term projects we have open now and we are focusing on. The first is thematic lectures of Kabbalah. Second, Kabbalah online education. Third, integral education. Four, broadcasting support for Europe's group. Friends, let me invite you to Kab Academy in Europe to help build one unified education for Europe, where you can learn to be teacher or caretaker and practically start working on the education system in Europe. Together we are helping each other to improve the quality of the content and reach more people with our messages. Europe teachers meet every Sunday at 10:30 to work together. If you want to join, please write to teachers@kabacademy.eu. And now I am passing microphone to Giuseppe.
Buongiorno Rav, buongiorno amici. In Italia la divulgazione sta esplodendo.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. In Italy, dissemination is like a bomb. We're working in the general strategy that was built by the group, and it's instructed by the department managers so that our dissemination will become viral. We're having a training with many participants from the Italian group. We're doing it along with the Holland group and Spain group. We're supplying translation to them, and we're training virtual round tables. We're translating all the articles by Rav about the coronavirus, and we're publishing them through all our different channels on the internet. All the friends are sharing it, liking it, etc. We've completed the letter we wrote to the president and to the government. Thanks to the cooperation with Norma and Chaim and Rav's precious advice. Almost every morning we're having circles with the people, and many people join us. Yesterday at noon we had a circle where the participants wouldn't leave this circle. They were so happy. And when our tech guys put on the music, they kept on talking. They wanted to keep on sharing their happiness. And the tech guys had to turn them off in the end, the Zoom. We're working in order to create a kind of a school that offers webinars and training courses to people from the outside, and we want to give them certificates that can maybe with time will help them find jobs. We have a new website of integral education with a lot of content. We've prepared a dissemination kit that is open to every friend. It's very easy to work with it. It's very easy to disseminate through it. One click gets you to dissemination of all the wisdom of Kabbalah to the people. We're continuing to write articles and stories thanks to the training and the advice given by Senka. And every morning, maybe that's the most important thing, every morning the group meets. We have 70 or 80 participants. Every morning we meet at 10 o'clock with Moshe, the coordinator, who guides us in a very efficient and good way. And we're starting our work in dissemination. We do it until the evening. This explosion we're having in dissemination enabled every friend in the Italian group to find his precise place for dissemination, and it made a very strong force and a strong connection within the group. All the group disseminates together, you know, on Facebook. They're sharing, they're liking, etc. And I also want to share, to conclude with the deficiency that the broad public has. They really love our circles. They really love sharing and telling each other and taking part in the lineup that puts everyone together and to connect. Previously, we were talking about dissemination. Now, in Italy, we see the people's need to connect in a very intense way, especially at this time. The response is beautiful on behalf of the 99%, all of them. And in the end, I'd like to say I'm proud to be part of this group. It's a real army of dissemination. L'chaim ne baruch. Thank you all.
And we'll go over the schedule for today. We're going to meet at 10 a.m. for live programs with Rav Lightman, with Senka from 10:45, then Gilad Shadmo will continue from 10:45 to 11:15. Then we'll have a writer's meeting. Everything is broadcast and translated, of course. You're invited to join on Sviva Tova on Facebook. And then we'll meet for the afternoon lesson at 1:30 by the friends, and an evening lesson with Rav from 6 to 7.
Okay, a short galaxy report starting from tomorrow morning. We're gonna activate the login system. Maybe even today in the noon lesson, we'll connect through the login. So it's very important. Today we're gonna send the links of yesterday's training. It was translated to 18 different languages. Make sure you spread out the links for all the friends so that everyone will go through the training and will be ready for tomorrow morning going into the system and the login and registration process. To make it as short as possible and as pleasant as possible for everyone. So again, this change is taking place today, and it's very important for the security of the system, and both in regard to the system itself and the friends, that we can guard each other.
So make sure you see the training during the day. Have a good day and let's sing a song.
Come on, more.